This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Thrilled. This is actually working for totally unrelated reasons that I'm not even going to explain to you. But it's Monday, and this will be the last time he and I speak on here prior to us convening in Camden, Tennessee. So that means tonight, back again from his duties at Polite Society Podcast, where he's part of the ensemble cast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, where he is the host, you know, in the writing that he does for Ammo Land and ClashDaily.com and his own blog, Slowfax WordPress blog, is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's great to be with you again. You're right. I'm getting excited about Camden.
Yeah. I'm well, today it got a little bit better because I got the Ace Firearms pistols are back, and these will be the ones I'm trying to take the class with. I think they're going to work, so we're going to see.
So now you'll give them a once through before you take them?
I don't know.
Really?
If I have the time.
At least go to the range. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I just got a new case of ammo. I should at least drag some of it to the range to make sure it's happy in my gun. It's factory. That's fine. You know, I want to thank you. You put some things in my mind last time when we were talking about schools, and I just had put together some notes with you, and I turned that into two articles. So, and then I got dragged onto a number of other radio shows to talk about the articles that you inspired. So,
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to have a conversation because I like the conversations that we have. So that's what that's about.
Well, I'm a beneficiary from that as well.
Okay. So let's talk about these articles you wrote then. What came out of the conversation we had?
We started it, and remember how we used to have kids kill themselves in sometimes some very, I hate to use the word, imaginative ways so that they'd get their name in the newspaper.
Right.
And they used to call it celebrity suicide. It wasn't a Hollywood celebrity. It was a local kid killing himself to become a local celebrity in death. And the good news is we pretty much fixed that. We caught on. Canada actually made a law. You can't do that. They don't have the First Amendment the way we do. But fortunately, enough broadcasters were responsible that you could say it was sad, you could talk about the class, but you didn't post the guy's name.
Right.
And it's very much like having a kid who, you know, if he can't get your attention one way, he'll misbehave to get it. Well, they grow up, that same impulse says, well, I'll make you remember who I was.
Yeah.
Well, okay, the good news is we're not doing that anymore. Except if you go kill somebody and take them with you,
right?
Then we'll give you $2 billion of public relations. Yow! So we're not quite as smart as we think.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the... Here's the thing about all of this. This is really, you know, while we're trying to... While you and I sit around and we're genuinely, you know, I genuinely would like to figure out how to stop suicide. I genuinely would like to figure out how to stop violence of all kinds.
Right.
And, for the others, for the media, sometimes it's sort of self-serving for them to, you know.
You notice that? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we don't really know because of the way they play with this topic and the way they convolute it and the way they conflate data and everything. We don't really know what would work. Because nothing's been done seriously. It's all agenda-based.
Well, you and I know that there were about, because we have records, we asked these guys when they were caught, that there were 70 copycat crimes after Columbine.
Right.
I think the number may now be up to 82 because there's the tail of the distribution. In fact, this kid in Santa Fe may in fact have been a Columbine copycat. But we will watch that kids who try to commit assault in school to kill their classmates or seriously injure them, it's not the next day. It peaks 4 to 6 weeks later and then tapers off again. That I'm pretty sure that is driven by the media coverage. I don't think there's really all that much question about that. Now, the real question that you and I have is you and I live with the First Amendment. We think the cure to bad speech is more speech.
Right.
And so if some kid thinks that the way for him to become famous is to kill, 10 of his classmates, you and I cannot expect the media to behave themselves.
Sure.
To ask them to be mature is like asking, keys and alcohol to an adolescent. Just no, bad idea. But on the other hand, your listeners can bring their maturity to the table. They can stop it in a heartbeat. Bill, you've been around newsrooms and station managers where there's a sales department. On the article that I wrote, I just said, okay, what type of TV was it? Who was the host? Station call letters, network affiliation, date and time. Then, okay, after the next horrible shooting, if they mention the murderer's name or show his face, write that down, call him up. Okay, you've talked to the news director. Maybe he listens. Here's where you and I have the fulcrum that will move the world. What was the advertiser's name that came up next? Because I'll guarantee that if a station couldn't run an advertiser for 2 hours after they mention a murderer's name, they'd change their news headline, news requirements, news guidelines real quick. So if we call their advertisers and say, why are you promoting your product with the blood of dead kids? Please stop it. They'll call the marketing manager. The marketing manager and the news director have a conversation that gets real heated real fast. And literally, I think we could change the media policy in the United States in one day.
Now, you're talking about fashioning sort of a boycott and a public relations campaign. And amongst the people around here, whenever if something happens around me and they want to know how to do it, I will say, well, what you've got to do is you're going to have to sit down and listen to or watch this entire thing with a pad of paper and write down who the sponsors are.
Cell phone, take a picture. Yeah, same idea, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, something happened on radio around here, and everybody got really up in arms. They were like, how do we get after their sponsors? And I think they thought I should have known who they were, but I didn't. And I said, well, you got to figure out their sponsors and give them a call.
And I did talk to some guys in the media to ask if the stations had tapes. I wondered what happened here. Could I see it? And he said, no, there are outside firms that will do that if you ask them, typically in advance.
Right.
But the stations won't provide that for you.
No.
Because they know it's nothing but trouble. On the other hand, okay, suppose you miss it. You get called away. Someone else, one of your friends, catches it and puts it on Facebook. I'm not proud. I'll jump on and pile on. Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat. And in that sense, we have 100,000 eyes that
Hang on a minute.
You're so right. Gotcha. Yep.
We're discussing the strategy about fighting the media on something they should be self-policing themselves. So my guest is Rob Morse. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guess is Howard. Flight Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, all kinds of places, all kinds of things. His name is Rob Morse. We're talking about how to, well, just the mere thought of doing something like going after advertisers, which is the life's blood of all media, by the way.
Are the Morse Brady counter media empire.
Right. That too.
All right, sure. Okay. We took ourselves seriously there for a minute. The feeling passed. But, okay, how difficult is this? You and I know. I mean, we saw it happen before with teen suicides. We know how to stop it. They won't be the adults. We can. You've got a cell phone. You're at a bar. You're not even at home. Oh, they showed the face of the next murderer. They're going to turn him into a celebrity again. You grab your phone, take a picture of one of the advertisers. There it is. Post it on Facebook. You know how long it'll take for people to call? 1,001, 1,002, 1,000. We have a media empire in our pocket, and we can use it. Now, I made a little form because I'm an old school guy who sits there with pencil and paper.
Right.
But your phone can fix this. Bang, like that. But you have to realize that you are a new age journalist. You are the cutting edge of a new media empire. Hey, this doesn't seem right. Click, took the picture, put it on Facebook. Why is this company, you know, promoting their product and getting my kids murdered? That's pretty effective. Better yet, post it on that company's Facebook page. In the meantime,
look what
the rest
to Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, right. Now, I love that lady. So
yeah. The part about that is that it's an Alinsky kind of thing. It's where you're freezing and isolating and spotlighting a perceived opponent, which people in the media, we're not really opponents. We're just sort of, I don't know. We're commentators, except some of us are a little more effective at the commentating sometimes.
Well, in some case, on our worst day, we pander. On our worst day, we distort the truth.
Right.
And we, as news consumers, we can call that out. I suspect pretty soon there are going to be counter news memes, Bill. Let's see, I've got good shoes on up here on the soapbox. You and I have seen mass media and some pretty clever comments that make some mainstream broadcasters look pretty foolish pretty fast.
Sure.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's progress. We are smarter than he is or she. There are a lot of us, and it's about time we used our voice. There was one other thing before we go back to Camden, Tennessee, and get all excited.
Right. Well, I mean, I will say about this is that this is not something that just happens. If you want to be in ideological combat, you're going to have to get into ideological combat and use all of the tools. This is why Trump is so successful as president, because he's using that book that they use, The Rule for Radicals, and he carries it around and throws it in their face daily.
And what I'm hoping is that probably the talking heads on the right will learn it from us. Right. If we do it, they'll pick it up. Will NRA News pick it up? Yes, of course. You and I will pick it up. That's fine. But sooner or later than some of the other right-wing commentators will pick it up. And when they do it, that's gonna push that, turn that snowball into an avalanche.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, now, back to Camden, Tennessee.
Well, I had a question for you. Sure. After Santa Fe, I was worried, just like the attack at the Texas church, I was worried that someone who doesn't like firearms and wants us disarmed would say, "Well, see, Texas has guns, and they can't protect people in church. Therefore, we should take all the guns. And they can't protect their students. Therefore, everybody should be disarmed." And that's really painful for me because I've studied it about 5 years now. We have a pretty good sense of what best practice would be to make your school or your church safe. It's not rocket science. It's not all that different from what you do to make your home safe as far as the physical part. It's community, very similar to the community relations your church does. Hey, what are people saying about us online? Oh, are there threats? How do we feed them up the chain of command? Did our staff hear something? Well, I didn't know who to tell. And the way you find all that out is you just go do a safety audit. The NRA does it. They call it their school shield plan. Other people do it. But it answers the question, where are we? Not what it says in our rule books. It's what are we actually doing on the ground? And lots of times doors are supposed to be closed. Kids aren't supposed to approach strangers. And then the guy doing the audit takes this toddler in and sets him on the school principal's desk and goes, look who ran into my arms because they were out of class. So, yeah, I'll write this up. And it's not to embarrass anybody. It's to go, here, this is what the truth is rather than what we've said where you wish we did. And very few schools are doing it. And think of just if you want to make your school safer, again, as citizen activism. Just walk into your PTA meeting, your school board meeting, and say, when was the last time our school had the a safety audit? And I'm sure there were results. You shouldn't know them. You shouldn't tell me the weak points. But how many were implemented and how many are still open that need to be addressed? Because that's something that everybody on that board should know if they were serious. You're a grandpa. Yeah. Would you ask that question?
Oh, yeah, I would ask that question. I mean, I would go way beyond that question, though. I mean,
well, but that, it's a good. That's where you start with, hi, I'm trying to play nice. Let's see how nice works, right?
Right. Well, it's a tightrope.
It is.
I had to face that, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, but I had to face that this past weekend where I was walking the tightrope, and, you know.
I want to hear. You'll be here after the break, right? You'll stay.
Of course. Yes, I will. I plan on staying after the break. And I'm, for anybody listening right now, I'm working a new mixer, which I didn't know how to install, and I still install it anyway. So if things seem like they're going up and down, that's because I'm getting used to the new mixer. So anyway, Rob Morse, he doesn't have a mixer issue.
No.
But he does write. We're heading into the break. And he does write it. Slowfax WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland.com and at Clash Daily. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases in during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I am talking to Rob Morse. The last Monday before next Monday, we'll be in transit. Now I'm going to try to do the show Monday. Are you going to be available for that? So we can.
I'm going to be trying as hard as I can to get back. Yes.
Okay. So we'll see how that goes. For me, how long of a drive is it for you?
It says 10 hours when I ask Mr. Google.
Mine is about 8.5.
So I get to get up early and get it done.
Yep. Anyway, so you want to know what happened to me this weekend?
But before that, one last thing. You know, we were talking about, just because I just saw the headlines in the news where the EMTs finally came forward and said, we wanted to go in after the shooting in Parkland, and the Broward police kept us out. Now, that said, a lot of the EMTs did go in. So it's a matter of degree issue.
Right.
And that's one of the wonderful things about a safety audit is it includes, hey, you know, it's a Saturday. The kids aren't there at school. Let's practice ringing the alarm bell, have the fire department roll out. They don't need to go hammer and tongs, maybe not even sirens. Oh, and the EMTs too. Where do you park? Where do you stage? How close do you get? And they'll get a few, reenactors, you know, just to say, okay, this person's hurt. How would you get there? Oh, how do you get over curbs around fences? All those sorts of issues.
Right.
And you'd find out that the police kept the EMTs three blocks away until, quote, the building was secure. And then someone who's monitoring this goes, well, won't we talk about that after the event? Because that's when you find out what everybody plans to do.
Right.
Yeah, so there's so much we can learn.
I would love to know how many people exsanguinated in school while the EMTs were being held out. That's something I'd really like to know.
Me too. Wish I did.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Weekend, you're ripping apart your studio for sport? You went to the range?
No. None of that stuff. None of the fun stuff. This was horrible. I had to sit by because I was being the grandfather. I had to stand by and not say anything while the mom's demand action came into town. I was sitting there. My son likes to go to this barber where they really, it's a nice barber shop. I wish I had hair so I could go there myself.
Right.
And he was in there, and they had split up and gone somewhere, and they were around where they would have, I'm sure this would have happened. And I look up, and there's mom's demand action. And interestingly enough, not a single mom was talking. It was all guys when I was watching. I got close enough to listen to them, and they were just, listen, gun grabbers, if your cause is so righteous, why do you have to lie?
Right.
Why do you have to lie so much to make your righteous cause work? And they trotted up, they had themselves a FUD, one of those hunters. He's a FUD who
right.
walked out there. And one thing he did, which I found interesting, which, if you actually did a survey of all gunners owners in the United States, with the gun owners in the United States, if you ask one gun owner in one gun owner in 100 would be a member of the NRA currently.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. It might be close enough for rough numbers, and that's a shame.
Without me doing the math, I think there's 146 million gun owners. I don't know where I saw that number.
And the NRA is just now up to 6 million. Right.
Yeah. So, this guy getting up there saying, I'm not a member of the NRA. Well, you are the majority, pal. And I don't know. That's the thing you should be pointing out, that, they make out like the NRA has a bare naked choke on Congress, when in fact, they don't. They spend, what they spend on politics is peanuts compared to what Bloomberg spends.
When they ranked the number of people lobbying Congress, I think it was down with the U.S. Dairy Association and then the NRA. I mean, they're way yeah. down the list.
Yeah.
The lawyers, realtors, government unions were, orders of magnitude larger. Yeah.
The other thing is that because I was with family, I was standing there and I really wanted to yell at them a little bit, but I don't know what that would have served, but the thing that struck me was I started looking around using my situational awareness. And unfortunately, with a bunch of with gun carriers, have you ever noticed that you can notice that you can see a gun when you're looking for one concealed?
Right, right.
So I saw four.
They had armed security.
No. I just saw Sanders.
Out in the crowd?
No, they had the cops. And I saw four out there, and I was out there. So there's five guns surrounding them, plus the cops. And yet they were not they always seem to want to set up where, especially the moms. The moms demand action are a bunch of cowards because you can't go on their Facebook page and say anything derogatory about them. You can't even challenge them or they'll ban you. And I've never seen one of them get on TV and debate a Second Amendment advocate on TV or on anything.
Right.
And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to call up the local chapter here, and I'm going to invite them on this show.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. But,
kind of a Michael Medved moment. Come on in if you disagree with me.
Yeah. I mean, can you have a civil discussion? I can have a civil discussion with you. Can you have one with me?
Right. Or is it talking points only all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm almost certain they're going to say no. And when they do, I'm going to say I gave them a chance, and they said no. But I'm going to give them that chance.
I when you started this conversation, I thought you were going to do your Steven Crowder imitation with your cell phone and go, so what laws would you like to have changed? And they trot out something that's already lined. You go, we already have that, right? Yeah. All right, okay.
No, I was just listening to the one-sidedness of that little thing, and the one-sided, incorrect, non-fact-based propaganda being spewed out by it all. Like I said, gun grabbers, if you truly believe what you say. And if you can back up what you say by fact, and listen, don't be a minor bird. I don't want to hear you making a bunch of noise shaped like what you heard. I don't want to hear about the, 18 shootings that we'd had in schools as of February the 14th.
Right.
And, I don't want to hear about how we had more school shootings last year, mass shootings, than we had days of the year or anything like that. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. If you want to have a fact-based conversation, you are always welcome to have it here. You will lose.
I like it.
Yeah.
I hate to imagine that I have to say I'm hoping that Mom's Demand comes into a town near you, but all right, it'd still be entertaining. It'd be informative.
It's informative, but it's the same thing. I mean, this is the stuff that you and I went. I mean, I started noticing Larry Pratt because they said he was a crazy guy back in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying the same things back in the 80s that they are now.
Right.
That they are now. Expanded background checks, assault weapon bans, this, that, the other. They didn't call them assault weapons, though, back in the 80s, of course, because the Violence Policy Center of the Coalition, one of the Joshes, had not coined the term just yet. But we're coming up on the next break. And I am talking to Rob Moore. So I'm going to let you have the floor entirely this time in this next segment because I've been hogging it.
Ah, I'll share.
You can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Featured writer at ClashDaily.com and Amoland.com, the host of Self-Defense Gun Stories, and a member of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. And here on Mondays, although we'll see what happens this coming Monday because this coming weekend we're going to be shooting targets. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, and we're talking, well, we've been talking a little bit of strategy. I've been talking a little bit of regret and all this other stuff. So as we head out the door here on this one, Rob, what would you like to bring up?
There's a bunch of awesome news, and I want to bring the good news to Lock and Load Radio.
Okay, do that, please.
Now, this tells you about my sense of humor. Do you remember Kathleen Kane? Does that name ring a bell?
No, sir, but that doesn't mean a whole.
The Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who was...
Oh, that one, yeah.
She was supposed to be the next Kamala Harris. She was
right.
Being groomed for higher office, except she had corrupt practices in her office.
Yeah.
And basically didn't, yeah. Yeah, a lot of things. Well, and she appealed her case, and a 3-judge panel unanimously told her, no, you're guilty. Go to jail. Go directly to jail. Enjoy the handcuffs. Do not pass go.
Right.
This was the lady who unilaterally stopped reciprocity with several states, and therefore left Pennsylvanians who were in other states carrying, oopsie, now I'm carrying illegally. All right, we'll sort that out. That's since been changed. I think the state took back that latitude from the AG. She narrowly defeated her Republican opponent in 2012, and one of the ways she did is she had a lot of support from gun control groups. So money talks. She then carried water for the gun control groups. Now she's going to go behind bars.
The thing about those kind of things, right before I went out there to listen to the Moms Demand action, mm-hmm. there was a kid where I was at from Virginia who thought there was no reciprocity with Virginia and South Carolina. And I told him, yes, of course there is. But this was from the time, if you remember, when Terry McAuliffe, when his AG stopped all the reciprocity with all the states there. And so for the moment, that kid was not carrying a gun. Now, he told me he was going to go get his gun and start carrying it now that he found out there was reciprocity here. But, the damage it has done with that kind of thing is always interesting to watch.
And Bill, where do you find out about reciprocity with other states? Let's tell people where they can get that news.
Well, what app do you use? Let's see. What is mine you called?
The one that I use, handgunlaw.us. There are several. That's been my go-to.
I use This one is just called CCW. It updates.
Okay.
Two or three
legal,
times.
Legal Heat is the third.
Right.
So there you've got three good. You don't need to wonder. Your cell phone's in your pocket. You can find out in a minute.
Right. The one I use, it has the states that I have reciprocity with, and it also will tell you if we have reciprocity with that state when you're doing it. That's how I looked it up. But I
right.
You
know. Right.
He told me that South Carolina didn't have reciprocity with any states, and I was like, son. Son, come on now.
How did you meet this young man?
He was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee Company shirt, and I was like, I met those guys.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since you mentioned Terry McAuliffe, and I'm not sure how this happened, we have this, and I think it's a myth that goes around the gun culture, and it says the cops would never come take my guns. Well, they have in California, they have in New York, and it looks like what they're doing now in Virginia is they're not updating their concealed carry roster.
I saw that.
Wow. I hope you'll cover it in greater detail.
Well, I mean, real quick, we got a few minutes. Is this where a lot of people who have concealed carry permits are not being listed as legal, and are they getting in trouble for that or anything?
Well, yes, they can. They can straighten it out. You know, that's a false document. No, just because it's okay. Policemen believe what their computer tells them. That's
sure.
The way they're trained. I understand why. And if you don't update the documents, you go in for a renewal. And they take a couple months to update the file? Come on. That's silly.
Yeah.
That's just plain old. And what I wonder if this isn't some toadies in the state police kissing up to Governor McAuliffe. That explains it. I don't need to be vengeful. It's just he who has the gold makes the rules.
Yeah.
He's the governor. He controls state budgets to the details of how those budgets are implemented. And therefore, state police have moved their assets around because if it messes with concealed carriers, that's a virtue, not a vice. I don't like it. We have to VCDL, I bet, will jump on it.
Well, I saw where some of these states were. I think Wisconsin was considering a law in the state where if you declared your area a gun-free zone, but it wasn't by law, but then something happened in the gun-free zone. I don't know what state it was, but then you could be held liable in civil court, right?
They proposed it. It hasn't passed.
Right. So we need to see a bunch of laws like that where there's penalties for these guys doing this social justice shenanigan nonsense. And then we need some people to lose their their freedom of movement over that one.
Yes.
It wouldn't take that many.
Wouldn't it be great if you could actually prosecute a bureaucrat misapplying? There's something under color of authority, but I'm getting it wrong. Okay. The good news, though, you're going this is your sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Biden's went out with press releases that he's happy to work on the 2018 campaign for others, and he's looking into running in 2020. Isn't that, gosh, that's good news.
How old is Joe Biden? How old will he be in 2020?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
he and Hillary are contemporaries. It's really sad.
I think he's older than Hillary.
Wow.
Which I know that's saying a lot, but I mean, Joe Biden is very well liked and everything on the Hill. That's because, they're all, there's not that much of a difference in the Senate between the Republicans and the Democrats for the most part.
That's painful.
But he is I was incorrectly calling him Machine Gun Joe for the longest time. He should really be Double Barreled Shotgun Joe.
Yes, he should. There you go.
So,
One last lick before we kind of have to wrap up.
Yep.
And you mentioned that there are going to be a little bit bigger differences in the Senate. They finally, months, years later, are going to have committee hearings in the Senate about Hillary's email problems and her violation of security. Examining the Inspector General's first report on Justice Department and FBI actions in advance of the 2016 presidential elections. So
we're about to see, as all of this stuff comes out, when that comes out and some other things come out, this is going to make Watergate look like vacation time at Romper Room.
Yes. Well, I don't, it depends on how much cover the FBI tries to get, right?
I don't think the FBI run-of-the-mill agent. When we're talking about the FBI being involved in it, we're probably talking about 11, 12 people.
Right.
Yep. So, I mean, and the FBI agents that didn't like what was going on, I'm sure they're going to have something to say. Sooner or later, they will get the courage up. They're afraid right now. They're afraid of the whistleblower retributions they would face inside the FBI, which I think whoever they, if they, you know, if there needs to be a way for those whistleblowers to come forward right after the retribution starts.
Oh, there is. There is. And, Bill, if they get subpoenaed by the Senate,
yeah,
then the Senate will cover their legal fees.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of agents are eager. They're all standing going, pick me, please.
Yeah, pick me. I'm in. I'm in on that one, too. Come pick me. I'll make some stuff up. It wouldn't be any worse than the Democrats. I mean.
So when are you going to arrive, Friday night?
I'm going to leave Friday morning. I don't know when. It's, you know, it's 8.5 hours, so I'm hoping by before dinner.
Okay. I'll plan to see you for dinner in Camden, Tennessee.
Roger that.
Dang, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we are. We're going to shoot a lot of things. We're going to become alumni of Tactical Response. It's going to be cool.
It is.
Yeah.
We're going to come away with some James-isms.
Yep. We'll be hanging out with James a little bit, I think. We won't be getting taught by him, but I think we'll see him more than once.
Okay, good.
But Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, check him out. Find him. Check his stuff out. You'll love it. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. See you soon.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.